Blackstone Publishing presents Showdown in Guntown by Lauren Payne. This book is read by Alex Boyles. Chapter 1. There are hundreds of ways for a man to ride into trouble. Ordinarily, though, the man himself has something to do about it in each case, but not always. Not when he came winding down out of the Saginaw Mountains, as Walt Hodge did on that blistering summer day, slouching along toward the town of Sunflower, northernmost village of Huachuca County, Arizona, with nothing further from his thoughts than trouble. Walt was thinking of a bait of grain for his horse at the Sunflower livery barn and a tall glass of cool beer for himself at some village saloon. He had never before seen Sunflower, Arizona territory in his life. Pacing southward, away from those stiff-standing mountains, out across a long, level stretch of cowed and heat-punished countryside, he peered from beneath a hat brim tugged low and saw nothing at all to be troubled about. Sunflower was in the middle of a great mountain-girded plain. Almost any other time of year it would have looked inviting, even pretty, because although it was clearly a cow town, it nevertheless had been squatting out there in Sunflower Valley for a long time. It had shade trees along its main roadway, and it had cool shadows somewhere roundabout nearly any time of day. It was a pleasant-seeming, comfortable, and inviting town, which is all Walt Hodge thought of it as he scuffed through Main Street's ankle-deep tawny dust, turned in at the livery barn, and stepped down to toss his reins to an idling hostler. "Grain him," he said, flipping over a cartwheel silver dollar. "Put him in a cool box stall and give him all the hay and water he wants." Slowly, he walked out into the weighted heat, looked left, looked right, picked out the Dallas House Saloon and went across to it. Nearly opposite the Dallas House, next to the Sunflower Savings Bank, was another saloon. This one's bold black overhead letters proclaimed it as the Capital Variety House. There were other saloons the length of Main Street, as well as innumerable business establishments of other kinds, including a bake shop, a large general store, a gunsmith's shop, a saddle shop, and two land offices. They lined Main Street, facing one another east and west. But from the listlessness of the town as Walt hiked on across to the Dallas House, it didn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?